It was the tallest building in the country in 1828, a skyscraper of its day. We'll go there and take a look at what helped make Charles Carroll the wealthiest man in America. It's next on this edition of the American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
When its cornerstone was laid in 1828, it would grow to be the nation's record holder.
At the time, the tallest building in America, succeeded by the Trinity Church in New York in the 1840s, but it was an impressive building. All the 1.1 million bricks in the tower were made right here in Baltimore. They built it without scaffolding in record days.
Paula Hankins is describing the Phoenix Shot Tower, which still stands on Baltimore's skyline, although its 234-foot frame is now eclipsed by other buildings in the city, let alone the nation. Today, we are not familiar with the term shot tower, but at the time, it was an important industrial factory.
And it was meant to haul lead up to the top, melt it, mix it with antimony and arsenic, and then pour that melted mix through a colander or sieve. The melted liquid would form balls, spheres, that would cool and harden into a perfect round shape as they fell that 215 feet. And they were collected in a water barrel, and then they were sorted and sold for mostly game hunting.
The tall, slender brick structure was partly the business idea of Charles Carroll.
Charles Carroll, at the time of his signing of the Declaration of Independence, was arguably the wealthiest man in the colonies, worth about $1.6 million. Remember, this is 1776. He was extremely wealthy. He was an extremely savvy businessman.
Carroll could foresee the growth in the industry and laid the cornerstone of that shot tower in 1828. The tower is known for several interesting stories beyond making shot, and that intriguing part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Baltimore, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.